Righto, from Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
Auckland Council flicking their shares. I take it there's plenty of demand for that.
Lots of demand for that. The investors got the boarding call yesterday, so we've got over 163 million shares up for grabs. That's around about 1.3 billion. So for their 9.7% stake, obviously they sold down last year as well. So look, it's been well flagged. They want to pay down debt. They want to set up a future fund for infrastructure spending. They want to diversify their asset base. So that's all good, hopefully. But yeah, lots of strong demand. And good for news for investors recently as well. The rights issue at $6.95 in September, so the shares are over $8. Now, normally when you get a big block of shares on sale such as this, there's often a discount. Not the case last year, not the case this time. So the stock's been offered at the closing price floor of $8.08 on Tuesday. Lots of strong interest in excess of the offer size. Evidently, Australian superannuation funds are queuing up. So there's a bit of capital expenditure ahead for the airport, but really strong demand for high quality airport infrastructure assets such as this are becoming increasingly rare. And you just need to look at some of the transactions across the Tasman. So private equity, they bought a 74% stake in Queensland Airport in September. Aussie Super, they bought a stake in Perth. Yeah, and interestingly, very relevantly, both of those deals were done at in excess of 21 times earnings, and that is what Auckland Airport trades at. The owner of the North Queensland Airports, that's up for sale as well, and apparently a Japanese investment house is amongst the bidders. So fair to say, interest in airport assets is flying high, Mike.
Okay, GDP across the Tasman, if it wasn't for... Now, this is political, of course, too, because the government's going to have to defend this, but that was a weak number.
Oh, highly political. So you look, the private sector is actually seeing its worst slump since the 1990s recession. So they've got a real issue with productivity. But yeah, it's state and local governments which are effectively propping up the economy. So GDP in the third quarter, that was up 0.3%. That was below forecast for a 0.4% gain. On an annual basis, 0.8% growth. That was below the 1.1% forecast, down from 1% in June. And just notably, Mike, household consumption and business investment made no contribution to economic growth. So it's the governments that are propping things up. You've got cost of living policies, you've got the federal government electricity bill rebates, it's $300, you've got state and energy subsidies, and you've got infrastructure investment, of course. So public sector spending, that grew by 0.8 of a percentage point, so grew it took the contribution to GDP growth up by 0.2 of a percentage point, and at the expense of households. And you look at combined government spending, $195.8 billion, that's up 8% on a year ago, that's higher than the 5.3% average in the decade before the pandemic. So government outlays are now a record 12.3% of GDP. States even higher, 16.5%. That's even higher when you include interest payments and on debt and welfare payments and the like. So meanwhile, the private sector is, you know, just activity is really muted. So construction activity dropping, residential home building activity contracting. It was a bright spot with exports, and that was mainly due to coal demand, but prices weaker overall for iron ore and the like. And also remember, you know, a bit like us recently, migration has been propping things up. So you're looking on a per capita basis, GDP per person went backwards for the seventh straight quarter, and that fell 0.3%. This is not great. One thing markets have done is they recalibrated their bets of when we're going to get a rate cut in Aussie, and it's looking like a 75% chance in February.
Yeah.
And actually, the chance of one next week has actually risen to 10%. So yeah, the lucky country might just need another break.
Righto, mate. Give me some numbers.
So we've got the Dow, that was up 0.5% at the moment, 44,923. We've got the S&P 500 up 0.4%, 6073, that's a record. We've got the NASDAQ, that's up 1%, 19,665, that's also a record. We had a strong result from Salesforce as well, so that's a bit of a bellwether for the software industry. Just in Europe, stocks 50 up 0.8%, and the CAC 40 in France up 0.7%, so not too worried about the political chaos over there. FTSE 100, that was down 0.3%. Nikkei, up 0.07%, ASX 200 down 0.4%, NZX 50, we were down 1.5%, 12,897, and basically there's lots of selling going on to fund the Auckland Airport purchases. You look at the commodity markets, gold up $6, $2,649 an ounce, oil, that was down 50 cents, 69.45, and the currency markets, Kiwi weaker across the board, down 0.3% against the US dollar, 58.6, against the Australian dollar, we're down 0.5%, 91.1, against pound sterling, down 0.6%, 46.1.
You're a good bloke. Go well. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.